I've had a really, rewarding time over the past 10 years. We've accomplished a tremendous amount. We came from basically bankruptcy and got back on our feet, and we're doing well. New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli is very pleased with our progress. We are doing well in the financial area. We keep getting better every year. Public safety is one of my top priorities. We have an excellent police department, EMS, and 12 great volunteer fire departments, so we're well protected in this town. We're at our highest number of officers, 113 officers, and our EMS department and fire departments obviously are second to none. People are happy with the town being a safe place to live and raise their families.
How are you addressing issues that have emerged in the town this year, which include development, traffic, infrastructure?
I can tell you what we have been doing. We've been following the 2005 comprehensive plan and the zoning that was put in place in 2007. Those were the plans that were left to us to work with. And we currently are in the process of updating the 2005 comprehensive plan. And we are also updating our airport area GEIS. We are also involved in a traffic study of the Albany-Shaker Road corridor with Albany County and the Capital District Transportation Committee. So we've got all of these things underway in the corridor, the Albany-Shaker Road corridor. While that study is going on, we're not addressing projects such as PDDs and things like that that were put into the 2005 comprehensive plan. And a PDD is basically a plan development district. The old comprehensive plan called for mixed-use developments, which call for high density with residential. So we're looking at density. We're looking at the PDDs and appropriateness of those. We've already improved our planning process and made it a level playing field for all applicants. Wasn't too pleased with what was going on prior to this administration and planning, so we put a lot of work into that. And our focus has been on redevelopment of vacant and underutilized sites. We don't want boarded up buildings sitting around town. But we're always looking to improve. We're always looking to increase our open space and conservation space. We have been able to increase it over the last 10 years, so we'll continue with that. We are not at the numbers that were projected in the 2005 comp plan for population or for development. We're actually under those numbers. Our population has not increased that much over the past 10 years, but what has increased is the pass-through traffic, meaning we are in the middle of the four major areas, Albany, Schenectady, Troy, and the fastest-growing county, Saratoga County. And during peak times when people are going back and forth to work, we get all that traffic on the major highways in town. We have the Northway, you know, I-87, I-90, alternate Route 7, and we have 787, we have Route 9, Central Avenue, Route 5. These are all state roads that run through the town. We get an awful lot of pass-through traffic on any given day. Our population is about 81,000 to 82,000. With the pass-through traffic, there could be over 200,000 vehicles passing through Colony or working here.
Concerns over the future of the Colony landfill have been in the headlines in recent days. Mahan says things have been moving in the right direction since 2011.
So we have turned things around, and the landfill operating agreement was a big part of helping us pay off deficits and debt service payments that come from the landfill, because that was also going, you know, in the wrong direction financially. We get annual income from the landfill. Any improvements that are made there, all expenses, closure, post-closure costs, which are millions of dollars, that is all their responsibility under the contract. They basically pay us annual amounts, and they're responsible for everything else. So it's worked out very well for Colony, for the taxpayers in Colony. It's a landfill that has life. Land was purchased before I got here to keep the landfill operating.
Heading into the election, what message would you like to share with the people of Colony?
you know, I'm really proud of the work that together we've all accomplished here in the town of Colony. I would say my biggest accomplishment has been, you know, saving this town from going under and being operated by a New York State Control Board. It was my goal to get this town out of that situation. And with the help of, great administration, great employees, a great community, we succeeded. And really, the results speak for themselves. We've been nominated the best suburban community by the Times Readers Poll, annual Readers Poll, 4 years in a row. That's an incredible honor, and that's a tribute to all the members of the town of Colony, not just myself and the employees and the staff, but members of the community as well. It was a big job. It was amazing to be able to bring the town back around, but we have. I thank all of the people for their ongoing support and their kindness with words, and they're the people that motivate me to keep going, and I just want to make sure that this town keeps going in the right direction and it doesn't go backwards to where it was.